How do we make healthcare more affordable? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Michael Roscoe, a professor in the Widener University School of Business Administration, discusses more efficient hospitals as an avenue to lower costs.
Healthcare in the United States is the most expensive in the world, costing $3.3 trillion in 2016. Yet even with all the money spent, the quality of care here falls short of other developed nations, and millions of Americans find it difficult to access health care. The daunting challenge for policy officials and hospital administrators is to address each of three critical areas, cost, access, and quality, without exacerbating the other two. A promising avenue for controlling cost without compromising quality or patient access to service is to increase hospital efficiency. To reach this conclusion, I compared low and high efficiency hospitals in 37 states. Hospitals in the high efficiency group tended to be non-teaching, investor-owned, and members of multi-hospital systems. They also were located in areas with lower health maintenance organization penetration, had less competition, and had higher shares of Medicaid and Medicare admissions. Most noteworthy was that these high efficiency hospitals are one-third less expensive to run than low-efficiency hospitals, but still perform the same or better in terms of quality. Likewise, they usually have higher labor productivity and higher profit margins. Improving hospital efficiency can take many forms. In particular, process improvement methodologies, such as Lean or Six Sigma, have shown great potential. However, hospital managers must be motivated to implement these techniques. Knowing this, policy officials in the United States have expanded payment schemes to include incentives for increased efficiency. But the concern is that the incentives are too modest to trigger substantial changes, leaving healthcare consumers, payers, and other decision makers searching for more answers.
That was Michael Roscoe of Widener University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.